The Mona Lisa, or La Joconde as the French call her, is the world's most famous painting. She's the main reason why the Louvre is so busy. Yet a lot of people feel disappointed when they see her. So what's all the fuss about? Let's address some of the issues. She's so small. The Mona Lisa is a portrait of a real woman, Lisa Gherardini, commissioned by her husband and probably intended to be displayed on their living room wall. Da Vinci therefore makes it the appropriate size for a private home. But the Louvre has not helped much by putting the biggest painting in their entire collection on the opposite wall. What is so special about her? The painting is over 500 years old and could do with a good clean. Try to imagine her lighter and brighter, a blue sky behind her and a pink flush in her cheeks. Although she's depicted very simply in a modest dress without any jewellery, Da Vinci places her in an unusual dreamlike background with mountains, paths, lakes and a bridge behind her. It's hazy. He used very thin layers of paint to create a subtle shift from dark to light without any harsh lines. This is called sfumato, and Da Vinci was a master of this new subtle technique which impressed his contemporaries and people from the beginning. To answer some of your other questions, do her eyes follow you around the room? Yes, they do, although this is not unique to this painting. Is she Da Vinci in drag? No, she's not. Why is she smiling? Who can say, though there are lots of theories about how he managed to keep her smiling. But the most often asked question is, of course, why is she so famous? Well, it's partly due to the power of celebrity. Yes, she's a great work of art, but she's also famous for being famous. You've heard of her, so you want to see her. But when did it all begin? In 1911, she was stolen by Vincenzo Perugia, who believed that the French had originally stolen her from Italy. To be fair, the French did steal a lot of paintings, but the Mona Lisa was not one of them. The theft, however, made headlines around the world. People thought that she was lost forever, and so when after 2 years she finally returned, the world could not wait to see her again. Since then, her image was used by artists and advertisers. Andy Warhol made a screen print of her, and Duchamp painted a moustache on her. Some laughed, some worshipped, but they all wanted to see her. And now you have too.